Now, I've been talking about all of this to someone who is very close to lots of parties involved with it. He's a former borough councillor in Northampton, former MP in Northampton. He's also a former Northampton town director. Tony Clark.
Well, Stuart, of course, the most important thing over the next few days is that we save this football club. There will be a time for, you know, for people to look at all of these issues, and rightly so. But, you know, excuse us if our focus at the minute is on saving the football club.
Now, the issue of the fee that we're hearing about, what do you make of that?
Well, in one way, I guess most of us expected that the Cardozas, having put money into the club, would look to see a return from any development. But I think the way that this has been done, many questions can be asked about intent. But I think also you need to say that, you know, the Borough Council and the Homes and Community Agency, whose land this was, has been very trusting in allowing so few people to be able to try to look at getting a return back and getting money in for a development that was far more in the public interest.
It's a very complex situation, isn't it? Difficult for many of us to unpick, even though that's, of course, our job and what we're trying to do on BBC Radio Northampton.
Yes, but, you know, I think people need to be clear here. We're talking about a football club that is situated on Borough Council land. The Borough Council have the freehold. The other land involved in this deal is owned by the government or the Home and Communities Agency. And, you know, my view, and it's a simple one, was that any development of this scale, housing, retail, a new football stand, could only be achieved if all of those agencies were working together on the project, using their best expertise, using civil servants, using local government officers.
What do you think the supporters will make of all this?
Supporters at the minute are obviously focused on will they have a football club, and I think a lot of them are saying to me that for the now we need to, you know, recriminations can come later, we need to save the football club, and we need to make sure that politics doesn't get in the way. But so many people are so angry that football has become a rich man's plaything in many cases, and that the real people who invest in the game week in, week out are often the people that are the last to hear what's going on and the people who ultimately suffer when clubs go out of existence.
How optimistic are you that this will be resolved positively?
I think I'd be more optimistic if I could get my head past the winding up petition. And I think if we can look to buy some time, then I do believe there's a future for Northampton Town Football Club. There's certainly the will of a number of people, including people who want to invest in making sure we've got a football club. But we've got to take this step at a time, and the first step is getting past that one in opposition.
And then ask the questions about who did what and where.
Yes, I mean, they come much later. Get past the one in opposition. Let's save the club. Can we save it before he goes into administration? If so, fantastic. If not, let's deal with the administration order and see again if we can keep the club in its current context alive with its current history. A very last resort. If we can't, then we have to start again and start a Phoenix club.
That's Tony Clark, former Northampton Town Director, former MP, former Borough Councillor some while ago, mind you, talking to us about a club that means a lot to him. Now, it means a lot to a lot of